Welcome to day six. Today we will be focused on making space for love. I hope that you found yesterday's session helpful and you enjoyed the release ceremony. I find these are very sacred personal practices that can leave you feeling overflowing with joy and space. So we are in the perfect place for today's session. Today, we will be understanding how and why we need to create physical space for love. Whether we are seeking to attract the right partner or delve deeper in with the partner we already have, we rarely think about the physical and energetic space that we may or may not be holding for them. You believe you have the space in your heart for love, but does your environment tell the same story? In order to ensure you are aligned with your desire, we will be cleansing and creating space in your life for love to manifest. Rosemary Ellen Gooley says, "Above all, love your home. You cannot expect love to come in and stay in a place that is unloved. A place that is loved for being home will invite more love in." This is so true. If we do not love our home and feel comfortable here, how can we expect our partners or future partners to feel content and relaxed in our space? Why is it important to create space for love? Well, imagine you meet your dream partner and you invite them over for dinner. Do you have a living space you feel proud of to host them in? Or would you have to rush around attempting to make it a more inviting space? We want our partner to feel comfortable and welcome in our home. By creating this space before our partner arrives, it tells the universe, or source energy, that we are ready for something new to enter. We are ready to open our home to love. So, where do we begin? The bedroom is the ideal space to start cleansing because it is a place for rest and relaxation. We want to ensure that it is a calm and quiet space with soft lighting. Start to think of this as a precious space for you and your partner and begin to treat it this way. Even if you are solo right now, create the type of environment that is inviting for your partner to enjoy when he or she arrives. The bedroom should be kept as a sacred space. So if you have any work-related papers or files in your bedroom, see if you can move them elsewhere. Not only will this be beneficial for a more peaceful night's sleep, it will help you to see the bedroom as a place of tranquility. To represent the future you imagine for yourself, begin by buying in pairs. It sounds a little crazy at first, but think about it. What does two represent? It represents a couple. If you currently only have one bedside table or lamp, then consider buying two. Just think about it. Do you have two matching mugs for your morning tea? When you are booking tickets to a show, start buying two. You want to be operating in a way that says, "My soon-to-be partner will be here to attend these events with me." Feng Shui is a very powerful tool for optimizing your home for love and for helping to boost as well as harmonize your relationships. In Feng Shui, the love relationship area of your bedroom is located in the top right-hand corner from the door. In this space, it is nice to have loving images, a rose quartz, things in pairs, or even a plant. A plant in this area of the bedroom is said to help grow your love. Let us begin our practice for the day. First, I invite you to start with a scan of your entire home. Probably best to begin with your bedroom, the lover's sanctuary. I invite you to visualize with me. What does your bedroom look like right now? Is it messy and untamed? Do you still keep your ex's love letters under the bed? Holding on to anything relating to our previous partner is negative energy and can make it harder for us to bring in new energy if we have not cleared what was present before. Can you give those items back or get rid of them? Is it a space where you feel comfortable, relaxed, and ready to bring your spiritual partner into? Is there physical space for your partner to place their belongings? If you could make one small change in your bedroom today, what would it be? Go ahead and take this action after today's session. It may be as simple as buying a second bedside lamp, tidying up, or clearing out a drawer. What about the rest of your home? Is your living room ready for your partner? Is it clean and inviting? Or is it unwelcoming? What can you do here to clean up and clear out? How about the bathroom? Is there enough space for another toothbrush or your future partner's toiletries? These are all simple tasks that can make a real difference to how you feel in terms of bringing forth love. Today's review will enable you to see your living space as a home ready for your loved one to enter. Today's assignment is to allocate time this week to cleanse your bedroom and any other areas of your home you see fit. Create a space you want to bring your soulmate home to. Ensure that you have two bedside lamps. Clear out a drawer or hanging space in the wardrobe for them. Buy matching mugs for you both to enjoy your morning tea. I invite you to live as though your partner is already part of your life. Prepare for their arrival. Think about how you would hold space for your partner if they were already here. Journal upon this question if it helps. If they are already here, ask them if they feel comfortable at your place. How can you better attend to their needs? After you've completed the physical clearing, I recommend that you burn sage or incense to cleanse any residual energy that still may be lingering. Smudging, the burning of particular aromatic herbs to fill a room with smoke and then ventilating it, is a typical Native American practice that helps to purify or clear out negative energy from a space. This is especially helpful if you shared your home with a previous partner. Their energy may still be present after the breakup, even if you've removed their belongings. This can also be very useful if you have any unwelcome residual energy from visitors or occupants of your home, and is an effective way to renew the energy quickly. I hope that you see the importance of clearing out the energy from the past and begin to create space in which love feels welcome. What will you begin with? How will you make space for love? I look forward to greeting you in tomorrow's session, where we'll begin to learn about attachment styles and how these can affect how we act in relationships. As always, wishing you a beautiful, love-filled day.